did you hurt the finger and how'd you do it?
It was the first play of the second half. It was a low ball. And I guess I slammed my hand down. It's called like a boxer's injury. I guess a lot of boxers get it where their knuckle gets pretty much punctured in. And I tore some stuff in here. But that's what it is, you know. Like a lot of times, like when I'm running and stuff, and then when I bend my finger, a lot of times in the game it just stayed there and it wouldn't come up without help from our trainers or stuff like that. So it's different. It was a different thing for me. I didn't experience anything like that. But I'm glad we were able to manage it now that I could get out there and play. You know, it's painful. Today the practice was painful, but it was enough that I could spread my hands and actually feel the ball, catch the ball, and I could deal with the pain. But I think it's worth it, you know, and I owe this organization that, you know, to go out there and give my best this next two games, and I owe my teammates that. So it's important to me, no matter what, no matter the circumstance, that I get out there and I do that, I get that done.
Does a cold make it more painful, I suppose, when you...
The cold, I don't think so. I don't think the cold has anything with it. I don't know. I don't know, actually. You know, I'm lying to you because I don't know. Because I just did it, so I didn't know... I didn't know any different, you know. It was just in the moment right there. It was cold out, so I don't know if that made a difference or I don't know.
Any thought to shutting it down, or is it just mean too much to not push through it?
Nah, I just think a great thing for me is that, you know, this week coming out, everything that comes my way, catch it, which I will, and I believe that, and make big plays. I wish that there's a lot of big plays ahead to be had these next two games and these next 2 weeks, so I'm excited about that, and I'm excited, you know, just, at the end of the day, you know, we haven't won a game yet, but, you know, our push and what's motivating us is just not to go, obviously, and having a full, total losing season, you know, so it's important to us, it's important to me that I'm out there and there's no excuses. I expect to catch every single ball that comes my way, and I will.
It looked like in practice, when we were watching, you caught everything during the week. Did it affect you in the second half Sunday on a couple of balls?
The second half was because there's times where I caught a couple balls with my finger like this, with two hands and like that. And then there's a couple of them where my hand stuck like that coming out of my breaks. And, you know, because I'm running like this, so my hand's already down. So when I go to open it, and it kind of shell-shocked me on a couple of them. I ended up catching one or two of them like that. But... I wasn't comfortable, but I don't like using excuses. At the end of the day, I may have been able to use my body. You know, I may have been able to do different things, and I don't use excuses. And you guys know I don't drop a lot of balls, so it is what it is. At the end of the day, I'm not going to make an excuse on it. I'm just excited this week to get out there and catch every single thing that comes my way, and make some big plays, and try to make some explosive plays. And we got a tough defense we're about to play as well, so it's a challenge in itself. So.
Is it something that can heal over time, or are you just going to put off surgery until the season's over?
I'm gonna get it done. It's a fast process. Right after the Steeler game, so I'm gonna get it done. I think we're scheduled that the next day, so I'm gonna get it done. And then 2-3 weeks later, they say it'll be back to normal. So they say it's a pretty standard thing that happens. They said it hurts like hell when it happens, though, you know. And so they said it'll be back to normal, like nothing happened. So I'll be excited about that. It sucks, you know. Just I gotta walk around with this thing all day, sleeping it, you know, because you know I'll be laying down, and when I close my hand when I took it off, because this thing sucks, you know. This was on your hand, you know, so and it imprints it and kind of makes it sore, you know. So it's just working with that. And It's not an ideal situation and an ideal thing, but yeah, that's why we can play this game, and we try to give it our all. And I meant what I said to you guys a long time ago about the finger. You know, now I'm here. It's the finger that's off, pretty much. So it's time to go. It's time to live up to what I said, and I'm excited.
What's the difference in pain level between like that second half Sunday and today? Has it gotten better or worse?
It wasn't exactly as much as far as the pain. It was just the discomfort. You know, it was a discomfort of like if you just imagine just your knuckle. Every single time I bent my knuckle felt like I got smashed with a hammer, and it was like it was flat. It's flat when I bend it, and then every single time I do this, my there's like two tendons that move. So it was like the most it's so the comfort level is on a low, you know, and that's kind of what I was dealing with, you know, and then I ended up buddy taping it, and then that was horrible because then I couldn't use these two, so then I tried to tape all three, so, you know, so my fingers still wouldn't bend, and it didn't work. So then I spent a lot of time with our doctors and stuff on the east side of Cleveland yesterday, creating one of these for me to walk around and create something for me to play as well. And Joe Sheehan has something created as well. So I was able to practice with it, like a cast on top of this, and then tying the stuff back and bringing it back to my wrist and tying it up so my finger stays back. So I'm excited about that. And I made some, you know, I caught a lot of tough balls today. So it's something I was excited about. I was really worried about it, and I'm glad it cleared up.
So you have five fingers on...
Essentially.
When you play on Sunday?
Yeah, essentially.
It's a knuckle right at the base of
us. Yeah, it's the knuckle right here. You can see it's kind of swollen. Yeah. It's black and blue.
How did it happen?
When I went low, I think Rob just missed a throw low, and then I just go down and get it. It was one of the catches. And
into the ground.
I slammed my hand down so I could get underneath the ball because it was low, and then, you know, just trying to make the catch, you know, and end up making it, but paying for it. But I mean, we play this game for things like stuff like this happens, and I don't know. We'll get through it, and it's not going to be an excuse. We're going to make plays still, and I'm excited.
Terrell, how confident are you that you and RG3 can really kind of get on fully on the same page the way you guys want to and get you involved?
I'm really, you know, it's tough, you know, for him because, you know, he hasn't played in 2 years, and then on top of that, he missed a lot of games. So, I mean, it's tough, you know, we all got his back, you know. We know it's tough. I know from playing that position, it's a tough situation for him, you know, especially, you know, a lot of stuff going on. But at the end of the day, we're just gonna have to stick together, and we got to make him look good, you know. So, like those throws, he hit me perfect on that comeback I dropped. Without, you know, the finger thing, but I can't, you know, I got to make that play for him no matter what. And you know, there's things like that we got to do. So it's not all on him. It's on us as well. And we got to answer the bell. And we will. I know I will. And I'm not dropping anything this weekend.
Well, Terrell, you said earlier you don't want to totally win the season. I hear people on the outside all the time say, what's the difference between 1-15, 0-16 or whatever? It's still a bad season. As a player, I mean, would one just getting that one win make that much of a difference?
I don't know that it ever happened in the Browns history. So I don't want to be the first person on, you know, I don't want to be on this team that it happens to the Browns in the first. You know, I think this organization is special and it's a rich organization, you know, and so we don't want that, and I don't want that especially for the Haslams. I don't want that for, you know, GM. I don't want that for Sash. I don't want that for all the coaches, Coach Hugh especially, how much heart and love he gives us every day in practice and installing the plays and trying to get us in the right situations and stuff. I just don't want that for anybody, you know, and along with my teammates. So I think we have to do something about it, and it's going to be tough. You know, it's definitely everything. The odds are against us, but we got to pull something out. So why not? We got to do it.